With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Salt and brine have been an effective way to keep roads clear and safe during the winter months, but it also comes with a cost to lakes. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Last winter, Vilas County used more than 4,000 gallons of brine per lane mile, according to Wisconsin DOT data. That brine helps keep roads clear and safer to drive in the winter. Come spring, it can run off into local lakes. Carol Warden is a limnologist at UW Trout Lake Station. She and other researchers have found that lakes along highways are seeing increasing levels of chloride than lakes further off roads.
We saw with Sparkling Lake in particular that rides right along Highway 51 that its chloride levels are rising, and that trajectory is only going in one direction, and it's on the rise, and that was sort of the catalyst for doing a larger look at lakes around our area, especially lakes that are along major highways, to see if road salt is having an impact on our water chemistry and water quality, and we see that it is.
The EPA chloride threshold is 230 milligrams per liter, which is the equivalent of a teaspoon of salt in a 5-gallon bucket of water. In lakes that have been tested in Vilas County, researchers are finding up to 33 milligrams of chloride. Even though that's far from the EPA threshold, Warden says the lake's tiniest creatures, like zooplankton and other macroinvertebrates, can be affected by levels as low as 10 milligrams per liter.
We're seeing those levels that would be concerning to an ecologist, you know, let's say. Not quite the levels that are a chronic issue, according to the EPA, but we do see those sometimes in the Madison Lakes, and obviously that's not right here in our neck of the woods, but it is a picture of what is possible if we keep adding salt to our environment.
The big issue with salt is that it just keeps accumulating over time. Rivers will push it downstream, but it will keep building in seepage lakes, which are common in the Northwoods. Warden says there are conversations happening about how highway departments, businesses, and individuals can use less salt. You can find resources on best practices to reduce salt use at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
What started as a chimney fire in Vilas County destroyed a home. Sunday morning at 12:47, the Vilas County 911 Center received a call from a homeowner at 8221 at Trails End Road in the town of Land O'Lakes. When emergency responders got there, the fire had spread from the chimney to the roof. Everyone got out safely and no one was hurt. The home, though, was a total loss. The Land O'Lakes, Conover, Boulder Junction, and Phelps Fire Departments all helped with the firefighting effort. Land O'Lakes EMS, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office, and We Energy assisted at the scene. Native Americans and Alaska Native people have the highest pregnancy-related mortality ratio among major demographic groups in the U.S. Mark Richardson reports that tribes are getting involved in the search for solutions.
According to reporting from KFF Health News, Native organizations and some states are now working to increase tribal participation in state maternal mortality review committees to better track and address those deaths. Cindy Gamble, a tribal community health consultant for the American Indian Health Commission, says Indigenous women are at a higher risk.
The maternal mortality is one part of that, is one piece of that. When you look at the health indicators of chronic health diseases, you see that our people have disparate rates of disease compared to everybody else.
Gamble says solutions must be tailored to each tribe's unique identity, culture, and language, emphasizing that a one-size-fits-all approach is not practical. Gamble says her commission is considering 4 models for tribal involvement in mortality review, including tribal-specific committees, regional committees, a national committee, and Native American subcommittees within state committees. She says to get the best results, it's important to use a structured approach.
The American Indian Health Commission is an organization that was founded by tribal and urban Indian health leaders 35 years ago. They formed to address the issues of the chronic health disparities of the American Indian.
Studies show that mental health conditions and infections are leading causes of pregnancy-related deaths among Native women. It also found that Indian Health Service recognized tribes are underfunded and understaffed, and most Native births occur outside IHS facilities. In addition, many pregnant Native women lack stable insurance coverage. This story was produced with original reporting from Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez for KFF Health News. Mark Richardson reporting.
Midwest residents can help document light pollution by looking at the constellation Orion and telling scientists what they see. The Globe at Night project lets people report how starry their view is, which helps scientists know how much light pollution is in the area. Globe at Night turns 20 this month. Astronomer Connie Walker helps to run the project. She'd like to see people submitting more reports about sky quality in rural areas.
We need as many as possible. A lot of them come from big cities, and that's good, but you also need the rural ones that don't have as much light pollution for comparison, and also to monitor and make sure that they don't get any worse.
This month, you can help by scoping out Orion and comparing it to several star charts at the Globe at Night website. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources wants to check in on bear dens. You can help by reporting bear den locations to the department. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey gathers information that can help with the population models. They're also investigating the connection between the consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. Information such as GPS coordinates and a photo of the den site are helpful. DNR staff will collect biological data from selected dens, including the sex, age, weight, and body measurements of bears. They will also put a GPS collar on the mother. To report a black bear den, use the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form on the DNR's website. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.